This goes to Dawn, D-A-W-N, Geese or Geis. It's G like golf, I-E-S-E, N like November, P like practice. Bex is 231-592-1361. Regarding Doreen, D-O-R-E-E-N, Bose. It's B-O-E-H-S, and she likes to go by Beth. Her date of birth is 3/1/1946. Dear Miss Geis, or Geese, G-I-E-S-E, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Bose with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and hypercalcemia. Her last visit was a year ago, August 2nd of 2022. She did have a case of severe bronchitis last winter, and it took a long time for her to recover from that. She's feeling better now, but she still gets short of breath and still coughs quite frequently. Her oncologist was worried because her calcium levels have been elevated. And we did notice that also. Calcium levels have been as high as 11. In March of 2023, calcium was 10.6. The patient notices the levels tend to get higher if she takes too much vitamin D. She does have vitamin D deficiency, but that does increase calcium levels for her. She also had a parathyroid hormone check in March of this year. That was normal, which for high calcium is not a normal finding. That was 63.1. The range is 15 to 65, so that's actually elevated in the presence of hypercalcemia. So this patient may have primary hyperparathyroidism. She has no dysphagia, but she does have known thyroid nodules, she tells me. Also the history of chronic lymphocytic leukemia, possibly, and lymphoma, that is in the kidney. She's feeling fairly well, other than the bronchitis that didn't get better. And then she's worried, of course, about the high level of calcium. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Her weight is stable. And no current edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Losartan, 50 milligram daily. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis for DVTs in the lower extremities, currently 2.5 milligram twice a day. Also, she's on Synthroid, 75 microgram daily for hypothyroidism, and albuterol inhaler, 2 inhalations every 4 hours as needed, and Flonase nasal spray. Physical exam, weight is 205 pounds, pulse 66, oxygen saturation 95% on room air, blood pressure 100 over 70. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no palpable nodules, no difficulty swallowing. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, no ascites. She has 1+ edema of the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 7/24/23. That creatinine had improved. In March, it was 1.51. And so now it is more back to baseline. 1.3 with estimated GFR of 42. Her calcium is now 10.2. Albumin is 4.2. So that calcium has improved. Liver enzymes are normal. Electrolytes are normal. LDH is normal. Her hemoglobin is 13.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. However, previous calcium levels have been high. As I said, in March of this year, 10.6 calcium with the parathyroid hormone of 63.1. It should have been much lower or quite suppressed. And in July of 2022, the calcium is 10.7. And March 24th, 2022, the calcium was 11. And so that it's actually improving over time, but still with abnormal parathyroid hormone levels. Assessment and plan: 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. 2, hypercalcemia with suspected hyperparathyroidism. We're going to have the patient repeat labs, and we will do parathyroid hormones every time that we check calcium and renal studies. Those will be done at least every 3 months. She should follow a low-salt diabetic diet. We will schedule her for a nuclear medicine parathyroid scan, just to be sure there's no parathyroid adenoma. And then if calcium levels remain low, we will just monitor those every 3 months. If the calcium becomes high again, we can use Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R, low dose carefully if needed. But currently, we wouldn't start that with normal calcium level. And the patient should have a follow-up visit after the scan is back within 3 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.